few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Hey, hey, what's up? Welcome, Side Hustle School listeners. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Guess what? I have a new episode for you today. It is a listener question. In fact, it is a very interesting question. Definitely not one we have had before. Our listener here, you're going to hear from him in a moment. He made a coding test for programmers and he put it online. He put it on Hacker News specifically, and it got a lot of attention. Not only did it get a lot of attention, it also got a job offer. So as you're going to hear, that wasn't really the objective. This was a side hustle. He was just kind of experimenting. I was thinking maybe this is going to be my next project. You know, he already has a day job, but now he's being offered another day job. So what should he do? He's also kind of looking just for general advice on the project he's made. So I'll do my best to help give him a next step there. And perhaps someone else who's listening as well by proxy. I'm so glad you're out there. Thanks for tuning in today. The question is, I'm being headhunted for my side hustle. What's next? That detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, Chris, this is Josh. I've got an interesting question for you. While I was working in IT, I developed a simple coding test to measure the abilities of our junior programmers. I didn't do this for my job. It was just a hobby I started working on for myself. Along the way, I realized I could sell it, so I created the MVP and posted it on Hacker News. The response wasn't huge, but it was favorable and I had a lot of downloads. Weirdly, however, a company reached out that wants to interview me. I didn't even apply. I'm going to talk to him because I figured no harm can come from that, even though I probably don't want a new job. I just thought I'd share the story and ask if you've heard about it happening with anyone else. Also, what's your number one tip to grow the side project based on what you've heard so far? Thanks. I'm looking forward to your response.
Hey, Josh, thanks for the question. I don't think I've actually heard this one before. So well done. We're almost 2,000 episodes into Side Hustle School. Never had this question. What I would say, though, is even though I haven't heard this particular scenario, unexpected outcomes are not unusual. When you start a project, when you take some active steps to share something with the world that you have made, all kinds of things can happen that may not be what you expect. And often these consequences are positive. That word consequences can seem negative, but it really just means, what are the outcomes in response to the inputs, that you publish or share or whatever. So I often hear of all kinds of interesting things happening, for somebody who's like, I just wanted to make a little money, but they ended up changing their entire life. And we've heard stories of that many times, in the archives of the podcast, and I try to tell some of those stories in my books and such. Therefore, well done. As you said, you might as well talk to them. As you said, no harm can come from that. Yes, for your second question, what are some good next steps? What's the best tip to grow the side project based on what we've heard so far? Well, I would say, okay, what did you hear from that Hacker News post? You said the response was good, but not huge. What was the response specifically? What did people like? Did they offer any constructive feedback? You don't necessarily have to listen to that or follow it, but it's good to maybe pay attention. I would say for you, since you are a coder, let's look at this question in two tracks. What's next in terms of development? What do you need to do to advance the actual programming test? How does that need to be improved? And then what's next in terms of marketing? You publish that on Hacker News, which is a great platform for things like that. Where else could you publish it? Could it go on Reddit? Who else can help spread the word? I would work on those things in tandem, continuing to develop the product and continuing to get the word out. A lot of people just work on the product and then they don't have a following and then they don't have anywhere to, offer that product, even if it's great. So that's my suggestion. Work on those things together and let us know how it goes. And, maybe you'll get a new job. Who knows? But maybe not. Whatever happens, let us know. Listeners, if you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let us know what's going on, what's going well, and what you're struggling with. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year. A new episode every single day. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.